teach me a new way of life, how to pray. Three words, save me, Jesus. It forever changed.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now we're continuing our visit with Pastor John Ron Paul. He's been sharing his incredible story of his life and survival through the killing fields of Cambodia during the mid-1970s, and he's just getting started.
He told how he grew up in a Christian home in a peaceful Cambodian village when everything changed with the onslaught of the communist Khmer Rouge soldiers forcing everyone to leave all their possessions and flee into the treacherous jungles.
So how did your faith help you during this time?
This is one of the amazing work that God has done in my life. When April 17, 1975, when the Khmer Rouge communists took over, so the Lord Jesus himself just completely transformed me and changed me and teach me a new way of life, how to pray. Three words, save me, Jesus. It forever changed.
Yeah. That echoes Romans 10, verse 13.
Yes.
It says, forever who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Did any scripture verses or anything from the Bible help you during that time, or was it just save me, Jesus?
Yeah, I didn't even know there was in the Bible when I cried out, save me, Jesus. And later on, until I gave my heart to Jesus and studied the scripture, I realized there was in the Bible. But the very first scripture that I ever heard and memorized, I even sing every day with my family, 23rd Psalm. I don't even know that was in the Bible because I had never been instructed directly from the Bible. Mm-hmm. And then I remember that for 17 years before the Khmer Rouge Communists took over every day. So when the Khmer Rouge took over, so the Lord kind of used that to encourage me, to edify me, to empower me to live as a person to trust in Jesus. So when I noticed that the moment I cry out, save me, Jesus, it was always a miracle happen.
Mm. Wow.
So it, much power in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Right, the power. It's not just the precious name of Jesus, but the powerful name of Jesus.
But even singing a song that's a psalm, perhaps you didn't know it was in the scriptures,
right.
But yet those verses ring out, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes, because those scriptures was always ringing in my ear, my heart, my soul, every moment, because death and hardship was almost every moment in of my life that followed me. So each time when I remind myself of that Bible verse, it gave me peace, gave me strength, stability, and give me joy as well. In the midst of hardship, I can find joy because the powerful God was with me. And I know that if Jesus never been with me, I will be dead for long times. I never be here. So that's why when I tell people, you know, I witness to people, it doesn't matter you don't believe the existence of Jesus. It doesn't matter. But my existence proof of my Jesus existence.
Can you share with us some of the adversity that you lived through and how you saw God getting you through that?
Right. I remember that when I was starved to death, I pray. I pray, God, you know, I don't make any covenant with anyone, even my parents. I never made any covenant. I just, in those times, in those darkest time, in those deepest water, and I cry out, Jesus, if you spare my life, and I will give you my life to serve you all the days of my life. With a humble heart, with honest heart, also with brokenness as well. And God heard my cry. And I was wrongfully accused the whole time for the thing that I never say, the thing I never done. Like they wrongfully accused that I am a student, I work with American government, you know, and all kind of thing. I say, I never did that. And then they don't believe me, and they persecute us. And then I also remember that I lived without rice for 3 months. Mm. And during summer of 1976, I never experienced it before. Wow. So all I had is the leaves of the sweet potato leaves, boiled with hot water, no salt, no sugar, and lived 3 months, no rice. So in that time, my younger brothers, my grandparents would die, my nephew, my niece died because of lack of nutrition. I myself almost died as well. And then after 3 months, they gave us each person. So in my family, it was 10 people. They gave us each person a spoon of rice grain from the field.
A spoonful?
A spoon, teaspoon. And then when we saw that grain, we just give thank you, Jesus, for that gift. We can't smash them. If we smash them, there will no more rice. And so we put in the small bowl, circle, oil brown circle, and then we pick one piece by one piece, peel each grain carefully with broken tears and hearts.
Wow.
But by the grace of God, we survive.
It's hard to imagine for most of us how precious a teaspoon of rice would be, as it was for Chamaron and his family after 3 months of near starvation. It brings into perspective what Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 4, as he was tempted in the desert by the devil, and he too had not eaten for 40 days and nights. He said, "A man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God."
Yes, just as Chamaron said, "Save me, Jesus." And we'll continue our talk with Chamaron in just a moment, so stay with us. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, that's all one word, and Bobby is spelled with an I, .com. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com. You'll find all of our podcasts posted there, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, tweet us on Twitter, or listen to our program on Pandora.
Now let's return to our visit with Chamaron Paul as he continues sharing about his experiences enduring life under the rule of the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia.
It's amazing that the Lord sustain you through this without giving up hope and thinking that this is it, I'm doomed.
Right. That's what the good shepherd do to his sheep, like me, one of the lost sheep that he was found during the killing field. And I was wrongfully accused while carried the oxen's rope. Was a young man nearby stole the grain, rice grain, in the middle of the day. He got caught by the Khmer Rouge soldiers. And then he just pointed the finger at me. That means he wrongfully accused me that I'm stolen too. Well, but actually, I didn't. I just take care of my oxen. Sure. It doesn't matter you're right or wrong. If you try to argue with them, they will beat you 20 rods. So I was beaten 20 rods. See, the miracle is that reminded me in Psalm 22 about the Messiah prophesied that there's no bone broken. So God spared me each blow. I was fell down, water out of my mouth, and then I screamed out loud with painful. But the miracle is Jesus spared me, no bone were broken.
Oh, amazing.
You know, it's one thing to say that, I trust in the Lord. But when you're going through the trials and the torture and the beatings that you went through, it's quite another matter. That, are you there, Jesus? Are you saving me, Jesus, to doubt your faith? So to hold on to your faith is something that we all need to learn from, that the Lord says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And so during that time, those trials, did you still feel that the Lord was there with you, that he would not leave you?
Yes, and I'm so deeply, eternally grateful that the Lord Jesus always encouraged me in difficult times, in death, in dark days. And he already reminded me, you know, I love by him. I care by him. And because of his power that spared me from the broken bones.
Yes.
Because of his power, his provision, that's why keep me alive moment by moment. And I'm just grateful that, you know, Jesus saved me and then encouraged me always. And after they tortured me, beat me with 20 rods, and then the next morning they brought her to the deep forest. So on that day I met my brother. So I had 12 siblings. I'm number 6, my brother number 5. And they put him in the prison camp, the deep forest too, and he told me that he's gonna stay at the same camp with me on that night. So all I had is a rice sack. So I found somewhere, I washed nice and neat and dried them each night. So I crawl into my rice sack. That's my home where I live. Wow. And so on that night, I remember when my brother told me, and I'm waiting for him, but in the middle of the night, the 4 communist soldier leaders came and pulled me out of my rice sack. And then they began to beat me, torture me like boxers, and with a skin and bone young man. And then they wrongfully accused me that I let my brother escape. Actually, I didn't know anything about my brother escape. He didn't even tell me. And then they forced me 1 kilometer with the oil lamp in the middle of the night looking for my brother. So the moment I reached the last place in the village, I couldn't find my brother. I lost hope. Not lost hope in Jesus, but lost hope that I will never live again. Yes. I gotta be sure to be killed by the 4 communist soldiers. And then they took me back to where I slept with in my rice sack. And then they began to torture me in raw like boxers. After a while, 4 of them grabbed my 2 legs and my 2 hands. They swing like a hammock. And then they threw me as far as they can from the dry ground to the water in the middle of the night. It was so painful, you know, when your body was tortured with black, blue, bruise and bleeding and touched with the water. And I know how to swim. I just pray. Jesus, always pray, Jesus, save me, Lord. Give me strength. So I swam back to my place and then I crawled into my rice sack in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. I was shaking my whole body.
So again, the scriptures that were helping you, that you learned, it sounds like the Lord had prepared you, that of course he knew you were going to go through this, but that you had that background of Christianity and you had those scriptures to sustain you. He was with you. You could feel his presence.
Yes. He always with me, because the second scripture that God gave me, prepare me ahead before the killing field start, is Matthew 10:28. The Gideon brother gave me a copy of New Testament, Cambodian New Testament Bible. So I just amazed how God did. I don't know how, but he did it. So I received 1 Bible. I read 1 time, finished, and God gave me only 1 verse. Oh. Isn't that amazing? 1 verse. 1 Bible, yes. 1 verse. That's it.
Yes.
That's all you need, Jamran. And Matthew 10:28 said that Jesus said, he himself said that, do not fear man that can kill only your body, but fear God that can destroy both your body and soul into hell. It forever changed my life. The scripture entered my heart and the Son of God entered my heart.
That's amazing. 1 Bible, 1 verse.
Wow. What a tremendous testimony of his faith and the strength and power of God's Word. We'll be continuing our talk with Pastor John Ron Paul on our next program as he continues his story of his survival, living in the killing fields of Cambodia. So be sure to join us again then and spread the word by inviting others to listen in as well. Also, if you'd like to read his story in detail, it's told in the book Escaping the Tiger's Claws, as he told it to author Susan Bailey Burke, and is available wherever books are sold.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.